Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Laughing.
John.
Yes, for fuck's sake. Why are we at the bottom of another fucking pit? Who was that? Where in the hell are we? Arthur! You have blood on you. What are you wearing? Are you okay? That was quite a fall.
We've had worse.
I suppose so.
You remember?
Of course I do. You keep saying that.
You didn't, though. You said... You didn't.
What happened?
After we separated. The king kicked me out into
We separated?
Yes. You don't remember.
I
landed here, in a town called Addison, to the west of Arkham.
Back on Earth?
Yes. Yes. But I was alone, bleeding. Broken.
Jesus.
And then Cain showed up when I flipped the coin.
Cain. Arthur.
He'd offered me a deal that you would come back to me, but you'd remember nothing. And I took it. And a piece of the king. Yellow, I called him. He took over. And it was as if we never met. Nothing. None of our memories together.
Fuck.
But that doesn't matter now. Because you're back.
But where are we?
The town is run by a family called the Larsons. Wallace is a monster, John. He kills. He's tortured. And there's something down here. It's invisible.
Invisible?
He made a pact with an outer god, and he... Something lives down here. It does his bidding. It's...
What? Okay. Okay.
Where are we, exactly?
We're in a mine shaft. There are stone walls, but otherwise, unlike the caverns in the Dreamlands, where we fought that creature. I'm sorry I wasn't here. I didn't know.
You have your hand back.
Yes.
Let me shake it. I've missed you, my friend.
Oh. I was hardly gone.
You were. But that doesn't matter now. Welcome back.
All right. Okay.
We need to get out of here.
The mine shaft stretches above us. Wooden beams supporting the walls of the cavern back up to the... Whose house was it?
Larson Estate.
Right. It looks like it was an access point, once, away into the house from below. There isn't any light down here, only from what's above. But I think I might see some lanterns along the wall. Where's the lighter?
I don't have my bag. Oh, you don't see it, do you?
No.
Fuck. Wait, no. I do have it. It was in my jacket, here.
Oh. Can you stand? Arthur, you fell a long way.
I know. I think so.
Take it easy.
I can stand. I can walk.
There's a lantern on the wall to your right. Wait. Stop. Looks like there's a pile of rubble or debris. Move around to the left. There, the wall.
Okay.
The mine goes on, Arthur. It's straight. Thick wooden beams line the walls and act as almost a steepled roof supporting the tunnel all the way. It doesn't look well used, though, at least not recently.
No, this whole mine was closed by Larson.
Why?
Because he's a fucking mad cultist.
A cultist?
Yes, the Order of the Fallen Star. Does it mean anything to you?
No.
I didn't think so.
So, what do you want to do?
There's an exit to this place. I've seen it from the outside. Larson must have absolute trust in this creature, though. Otherwise, he wouldn't risk us being able to escape.
If it's invisible, there's no real way we can outsmart it.
No. But that's not going to stop us from trying.
Right. Arthur.
Yeah?
What the hell has happened to you?
What? What do you mean?
You look run ragged.
Why, thank you.
No, I mean to say...
I know what you mean. The voice in my head. Yellow. He wasn't like you. He didn't want the same things you want. I think. I think you want them. Do you...
Do I what?
You want to be human, right?
What?
I just... Never mind. I just... He was convinced that he deserved to be a god. That I should bow down to him. It was fucking awful, John. It was you, without all the humanity that Lily gave you, that our time together granted you. Without the knowledge of my daughter, you do remember her, right?
I'm not going to say her name.
Say it.
I promised, Arthur.
It's okay.
Faro.
She brought you back, John. The same way she did me. She saved us.
What do you mean?
Her song. It was what made you remember. It's what saved us. It's what saved you from wherever you were.
I owe her a lot, then.
We both do.
So, where is the king, then?
Yellow?
Yes, sure.
I don't know. You don't remember anything from after the king in the Dreamlands till now, right?
Nothing.
You're sure?
I'm sure. All of this is as if it only happened a moment ago, Arthur.
Well, then I don't want to consider what that means for him.
Especially?
No, nothing. I'm not ready to consider whether or not the king is still seeking us out, or if Cain thinks we've broken our deal.
Cain is not someone we want to break deals with.
No, he isn't. But none of that matters if we don't survive getting out of here. We don't know the way out. We can't climb back up, right?
Not likely.
Then I suppose it's about stumbling in the dark. Unless you have a better idea.
Then what? If we get out?
Then we're heading back up to the estate. And I'm going to kill Larson.
Kill him? Are you sure that's wise?
I don't care. I made a promise. One I intend to keep.
Let's cross the bridge of getting out of here first. For now, we need a solid plan. These tunnels...
They'll be on a grid system, probably. We'll keep a hand on one wall and move forward. Right?
Okay.
Here. And we'll just keep our ears open. I don't know. Fuck.
Your hand is already black.
Yeah. They mined coal here.
Wait.
What?
There's plenty of coal set into the wall.
Yes.
Do you think the creature has any trouble seeing?
Hiding didn't work too well last time.
I mean hiding in plain sight. Rubbing coal on your skin and face.
Oh. Oh.
Yes.
Brilliant, John. It's brilliant. It's in the walls.
Yes, you'd need to use a large stone to knock some of it free.
Which would make a great deal of noise.
But it could save our life.
Or draw it right to us.
Arthur, please.
Okay. But we have to be smart about this. Maybe just little pieces at first.
All right. There's a stone big enough by your left foot.
Here?
Yes.
All right, where is the...
A little further. There.
Is it just all over the wall?
There's a fairly large vein, I suppose you'd call it, just above your head. There. A little more. I think you can pull some of it down now.
Okay. Wait.
What?
Listen.
I don't hear anything.
Caves are tricky. Their design makes them extremely susceptible to whisper galleries and reverberations.
You don't believe that, do you?
No.
Just get what you can.
Okay.
Everywhere exposed now. Hands, neck, face. Oh. The blood from your ear is mixing with the coal.
Wonderful.
No, it's actually helping. Arthur, I still have a million questions about what the hell happened.
I know. I'm sorry. But right now, we need... I think this is as good as we're gonna get it.
Your hands are covered. I can't tell your face, but I...
We'll need to use our senses here. I'm gonna leave the lamp.
You're sure?
This was all for naught if we're spotted a mile away with the light.
I know. It's just... I won't be able to see anything.
Welcome to my world. Look, we'll follow the tracks. They have to lead out.
All right.
Jesus Christ! I think something just ran past us. And
I do too. Keep moving. Arthur, the track is ended.
What?
There's no more.
Did we take a wrong turn?
Shh. Arthur.
We keep moving. I'll keep one hand on the wall.
One hand?
It's the only surefire way to escape a maze.
All right. Try to keep your words to a minimum. There's a light up ahead. Dim, with a greenish hue. Oh. There's light all over the walls of this part of the mine. Though, the wood pillars are gone. This area is cave-like. A green carpet of plant covers everything.
Okay.
Are you sure you want to head this way?
One hand. One wall. We may sidetrack, but it's the only way to make sure we find an exit.
All right. These walls are bizarre. I can't tell if they're naturally forming or if they're... Oh.
What?
There's an image here. On the wall. Using the green plant... Someone's carved it away to make an image.
What is it?
I don't know. It looks like a group of figures surrounding a central being or object. It's depicted in wavy lines as if moving constantly.
Let's keep moving.
It looked like they were worshipping it. The light is fading, but the cavern seems to open up. Wide, very wide. Arthur.
What?
There's someone standing on the far wall. I can see their blackened outline against the green light. They're staring at us. Their arms slightly open to either side of them, their fingers wide and apart. I can see their long hair. Hanging in wet strands. Their heads slightly cocked to one side. Don't move! No! Jesus Christ! Arthur, they've covered themselves in black as well. You're not alone down here. It's run off. We need to. Yes, move. Wait. There's a hole here, leading down. It's on a slight angle. It's tight, but I can see light down there. Orange light. It's flickering like that of a flame or a candle.
It could be an entrance down there.
Right. Okay. It's tight. Keep moving forward.
It's so small in here.
Arthur, stay... Just breathe.
God. I'm fine.
I know. It's...
Are you okay?
Yes, of course.
John.
Arthur, I'm fine.
Okay. Fuck.
What?
I can't... Are we...
Move forward.
Where's the light?
I don't know. Ahead. Deeper.
Are we... Tilted? I can't...
Can you move back? Head back out.
I can't move back.
Just try.
I can't, John.
Jesus Christ, we'll be out of here.
I can't fucking breathe.
We just need to...
I can't...
Relax, Arthur.
I can't feel anything.
You can't breathe when
you... I feel it everywhere. Tightening. There's no fucking...
Arthur, we've been here before. Just like this. Remember the island?
The island?
Yes, remember? The caves beneath, the woman who followed. Beneath the lighthouse.
Right. Yes, yeah.
We were in the same position. Almost identical.
Right.
And yet we made it through.
We made it through, yeah. Yes.
Exactly. We'll get through this. Okay. You'll need to move your head sideways slightly, as if you're looking over your right shoulder.
Like this?
Yes. The rock makes it barely big enough to fit through.
My chest is against the rock. I can't...
Just your chest.
Yes, I think so. John?
I'm thinking.
Remember that thing below the island, in the caves? You don't think that...
The woman.
The thing. She wasn't a woman, John. She was a cultist, remember? Deformed.
What do you mean?
She was duped by the cult. She tried to kill us. She was a monster. By that point, she deserved...
Death?
Well, yes. What are you...
Like Larson.
What?
That's what you said. That you're gonna head back up there and kill Larson.
Yes. What's it to you? You don't know what he did, John. What he is capable of.
No. I don't.
He's a monster. He's held this town under his thumb. He's killed... Gods know how many. I heard a woman in the vents. She was weeping, and then...
He killed her.
No, I think Jack Larson did, but... But that's what I'm saying. All of these people, all of the Larsons, they deserve...
What the hell is wrong with you?
Nothing. How can you...
Arthur, listen to yourself. They deserve to die.
I'm just saying...
You're losing focus, Arthur. I don't know what you've been through, but if you...
You don't know. You don't know what it felt like to lose.
Don't I?
Not the way I did. Alone, blind, dying.
And that's pushed you to what? To this? To killing is an easier...
No.
Murdering.
What the fuck are you talking about? I'm not murdering anyone.
Just the Larsons.
You have no idea. You are so far removed from this.
Not anymore.
Don't pretend to have even the smallest understanding of what we're up against, John. You weren't here. You were off, wherever, back in your domain of dreams, while I was...
How dare you?
How dare I? You don't even remember where you were. No time has passed, right? Right?
Yes.
So shut up and let me do what needs to be done for this town, for these people. For us, John. These aren't good people. Trust me.
Trust you?
Yes, please. They need to... Stop. I need to stop them. Let's just focus. Let's get out of here.
I'm trying.
Okay. And look. Thank you.
What? For what?
For saving me. For saving me.
Saving you.
From Yellow. He wanted power, John. A ravenous desire to control me and take every ounce of my humanity with him. He was a villain.
A villain?
Yes. Yes. I would have been truly lost. Truly lost had you not come back.
Well, I'm glad I did then, I suppose.
You suppose?
Yes. Arthur, just like last time, I'm gonna need you to breathe out.
Right. Okay.
It's too tight. Let all the air out of your lungs and slide forward into the next cavern.
I can do this. Yes.
You can do this. On the count of three, breathe out and slide forward. One. Two. Three. Hold on, Arthur.
Jesus Christ. As soon as we're out of here, I am done with caves. Properly done.
Agreed. Stay down.
What?
The light. It's from up ahead. A flickering light. It's filling just beyond. We're in a tracked section again. The wooden supports frame the tunnels here. Stay low and move forward. Low. Oh. There's a large cavernous room ahead, Arthur. One with wooden walkways and struts that lead up.
The surface?
Likely, yes. This seems to be a loading area from high above. A manual walkway that leads to the area at the cusp of this. Massive barrels are here, presumably what they transported the coal to the surface in. But there are two problems. One, there are large parts of the walkway missing, including the start of the way up. The stairs don't touch down.
What?
The lower steps of the stairs leading up have broken, maybe 10 feet off the ground. We need to find something to move over there and climb up onto in order to boost ourselves up to those steps. As far as I can see, it's the only way up.
Okay. What's the other problem?
We're not alone. There's a large fire in the center of the next room. There are close to 30 people sitting around. All of them covered from head to toe with coal. They're sitting in a large circle, rocking forward and back, all facing the fire. Panting in an animal-like way. I can see some of the faces, Arthur. Their features are strange, almost...
Ram-like?
Yes. How did you...
Addison. The people here, it's not just the Larson influence. This town is cursed. These people must have splintered off to make their...
That image we saw. You don't think they're here for...
Worship.
We can try to sneak around them. Pressed up against the wall. Hopefully we'll go unnoticed.
Then when we get to the stairs...
I don't know. We need to move something over.
Right.
What do you suggest?
I don't know. We could wait. We don't know anything yet.
I suppose so. But if we wait too long, we may miss our chance.
No. Let's wait.
You're sure?
No, but who knows? Look, moving past them, it's sure to make noise and alert them, and with my luck...
Our luck.
Right. Let's just wait and see.
Fair enough.
I feel like we never did that as much as we should have.
To your right, there's a number of wooden beams, ones used as structural support in the mines. They're large enough to have some cover.
Okay.
Here.
Yes, I feel. This side?
Yes.
Right. Are they...
They're still around the fire. They're quite far away now.
They worship this thing.
What is this thing?
I told you. I said...
You said it was invisible.
Yes, well...
Arthur, I'm completely in the dark here. You realize that, don't you?
Yes, of course. Yes, I'm just... We haven't exactly had a minute to catch up, John.
I know, but we do now. What has happened?
Well, like I said... Yellow was... monstrous. He wanted nothing.
Monstrous?
Well, yes, just... He wasn't you.
Yes, you said that.
Yes, well, it's true. You, he was the king. Without any...
Right.
I'm just trying to say that you're better than...
I get what you're trying to say, Arthur. You're glad I'm back.
Yes, I'm just trying to explain.
I'm no savior, Arthur.
What? That's not what...
I'm not innocent.
I know. I'm not saying you're innocent. I'm just saying that that you're better.
Why?
Why what?
Why am I better?
I told you. The humanity. He had no desire to try to help. No part of him yearned for more.
So?
What are you talking about?
So because I have humanity, because I'm trying to learn what it means, that makes me better. Or at least not a monster.
What the fuck is your problem? I'm trying to compliment you.
I don't think you realize what you're saying. Or if you are, you just don't care how it comes across.
Fuck, John. Fine, I'm sorry. I realize that you and he are the same. You want me to remind you of that?
I want you to stop making it seem like I'm entirely different. You are
entirely different.
You. I am aware. That's it.
What?
I am aware of what this world means to people. The ones who inhabit it. What you and everyone else lucky enough to have what you did feel every day.
Every day.
What you had, Arthur. You've lost a lot, but you had everything. You have experienced the best of what life has to offer.
And the worst.
Jesus, yes, and the worst. You had the run of it all.
So what? What are you talking about?
He wasn't aware.
And?
And? That's the only difference.
Bullshit.
How? What is fundamentally different about me?
I don't know.
You don't know because there is nothing fundamentally different. I was just made aware.
By Lily. By your time in the hospital.
By you.
By me.
By everything you showed me. Yes, my time while you were in a coma made it all click. But none of it would have without you.
Well, and what? So what, you're saying that the reason Yellow wasn't aware was my fault?
I'm saying that I had an advantage that he didn't.
Oh, fuck off. I gave him all the advantages I gave you.
Did you?
Of course I did. What is this?
It's nothing, Arthur. I'm just telling you that every time you call him a monster, you're forgetting that I am the same.
But you're not.
And you don't understand.
I can't believe you. I am here telling you, congratulating you on everything that you are and everything you've chosen to become, and you're telling me I'm wrong in doing so. Fine. Maybe I wasn't the most patient with him, okay? I was weak. I tried to jump the queue and jog your memory, but he, just like you, did his fair share in trying to manipulate me and trick me and lying.
I'm sorry for that.
Don't fucking high-road me. God damn it.
I'm not high-roading you.
Then don't pity me.
I'm empathizing.
You are making me feel so fucking small. I died for you. For a fucking voice in my head that stole my eyesight. I fucking died for that. Do you know how mad that sounds? Do you have any idea what the average person on the street would think about me? About that? About me even saying that? I'm mad. I've lost the plot somewhere down here. Somewhere back in Arkham, I'm sure. Parker and I. Jesus. Parker. It would have been what? Wednesday? The day after all this started? I don't even remember now. It feels like a lifetime ago. We probably would have grabbed a blue plate special at the Stray Bullet and talked about whatever case. I forget what that life was, John. What have I done?
You haven't done anything.
I have. I'm in a mine, covered in coal, with more scars on my body in the last few months than a lifetime of mistakes, talking to myself in the dark, while being scolded on my lost humanity by a disembodied god from the dreamlands.
Arthur. Everything I am, I learned from you. That is what I'm trying to say. I don't know why or how this relationship took form the way it did. I don't know what happened to Yellow, as you call him, or why he had trouble finding meaning the way I did. But I am thankful you gave me the gift you did. I wish he was as lucky as I was, that's all.
I wish I hadn't have failed him then. How loud was I?
You're fine. I think the fire is obfuscating a lot of the sounds beyond the firelight.
Anyway, this thing is invisible. I ran from it outside the mountain, nearly died too, but... Oh, fuck! The flute!
Flute?
Yes, I... When it attacked, it was pulled away by a flute. I saw one, perhaps the one used to control it in the Larson estate. We grabbed it, but I put it...
In our bag?
Yeah. But if we could get it back...
You don't think we have any chance otherwise?
I mean, it's one thing to be outmatched in size and speed, but another when you can't even see the fucking thing.
If they're worshippers of this thing, would they mean us harm?
Larson felt comfortable enough to drop us down here without killing us first. Obviously, he's not remotely worried about us escaping.
However, he could be unaware of this following. Did he strike you as the kind of man to come down here?
No, far from it. He seemed like the kind of man to have a mansion on the outskirts of New York City.
Well, clearly he doesn't come down here often.
If ever. So, wait. What are you saying?
Well, what if we... joined them?
What?
I mean to say, in order to find a way out. Look, if these people are from the village, those who follow or believe in this monster, they don't look too organized.
Okay.
Additionally, they just ran past us earlier without much of an issue.
A peaceful cult.
One that doesn't give a shit if we leave this place. Maybe.
That's a big fucking gamble.
Well, what are our options? We're not doing anything. If they're waiting for this thing to return, we're not doing ourselves any favors by staying here. I mean, we could try again to leave, but...
So you think we just go over there and sit with them? That is absolutely mad.
You did say you were going mad.
God.
We don't have to stay. Just acknowledge that we're here. Let them see us. Maybe we even tell them we're looking for a way out.
They seem the helpful type to you.
It's an option.
I think asking them for a way out is beyond any logic I can get behind.
Right.
But I suppose letting them see us, acknowledge that we're here, is akin to showing you mean no harm to a wild animal as well, so just, yeah, let's let them know that we're here. Let them see us.
It could prevent some reactionary movements on their part.
Yes. I guess so.
So?
Jesus. Okay, yeah, we'll sit by the fire.
You're sure?
If this thing is living down here, it's not killing them. I don't get a murderous vibe from them. It's mad, but yeah, let's...
All right. Slightly to the left.
Okay.
A little more. There. Straight ahead. Arthur, you're just outside the circle of people. None of them seem to have noticed you yet. Just keep going. There's a space to your right, a little bit. Here, yes. Yes. Sit down. None of them are looking at you. There's a woman beside you. Covered in coal. Her clothes are rags. Jesus. Her eyes... or black. Entirely black.
What?
Her head is tilted back. She's looking up to them. Oh. Arthur, I think the cavern above is open to the night sky. The broken stairs and the path must lead directly out of here.
Hello?
She's not reacting.
Are any of them?
No. They're only rocking back and forth. They're all moving slightly, but in different poses. Some looking down at their hands, some staring at the fire. All with the blacks of their eyes full, obscuring any white.
Uh,
features more animal than human.
Okay. Okay.
They're all breathing, frantically, in different ways.
Yes, I can hear.
Maybe we should leave. I don't think there'll be much help.
Okay. Okay, let's just leave.
Jesus, Arthur. They've all turned. All of them.
What?
They're all looking toward a tunnel. They're all facing it.
What is it? What are they
doing? Just a tunnel. An abyssal black cavern entrance. I don't see anything.
You don't think?
A man on the far side of the fire. He's standing up. His eyes jet black. They reflect the embers of the fire. He's stepping towards it. Arthur, he has a saw. A rough metal saw, rusted. Oh my God. Jesus fucking Christ.
What? What, John?
He's sawing through his own neck. Oh. His head has fallen to the ground by the fire. Something has grabbed it. Don't move. I think we're hidden, in a way. Just wait.
Is it gone?
I don't know. I think. What?
What?
The man next to you is saying something. Move closer.
Help me.
Jesus.
I have seen, and I can unsee. I have seen, and I can unsee. I have seen, and I can unsee.
God.
Ask them what we can. What are you doing? Where are you going?
We're getting out of here. I don't know what is going on, but they're sacrificing themselves.
They're trapped, Arthur. They just said help me.
Well, we can't. We need to move something to the bottom of those stairs so we can climb up. Where are the...
We can't.
What do you want me to do, Yellow?
Yellow?
John, fuck. What do you want me to do? We can't get out ourselves, let alone help other cultists who can't even...
I don't know. They seem like they were in a daze, under a trance. You could at least try and snap them out of it.
This isn't our problem, John. We need...
This isn't our problem!
No.
What the fuck are you talking about?
We need to survive.
Since when has that ever been your first concern?
Always.
Always. The car on the side of the road outside Arkham, the Wraith, the...
We need to have a way out. John. Then, maybe, we can come back down and help.
You don't want to come back.
Of course I don't! It's another fucking cave in another pit. And another fucking group of cultists.
You don't know that.
Look, fine. You want me to slap them? Snap them out of it? Fine, I will.
No.
Wake up!
Stop!
Wake up!
Stop it!
I'm trying to help you!
Stop, Arthur!
Well, then what, John?
It's easy to sit there commenting on every little thing, but what the fuck are you doing to keep us alive? Exactly. We're leaving this place. We're moving a barrel over to the bottom of the stairs that are broken, and we're climbing them up to whatever surface there is above us. Where is one?
There's a barrel to your left.
There.
Yes.
Here? See? There. The stairs. Look. Look, I'm sorry, okay? I took it too far, yes, but... But you have to understand, I'm just trying to keep us alive. I'm just trying to make sure we have a tomorrow. You want a tomorrow, don't you?
Yes.
Then let me save us. Then maybe when we're in town, we can... see if someone else can come down here and, you know, help them.
And us?
We're getting out of here. This too shall pass. This too shall pass.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.